USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death toll in the condo collapse near Miami Beach is rising. 10 people are dead and 151 still missing. Emergency teams have been working around the clock in a desperate search. Former Miami-Dade Fire Chief Dave Downey on the search.
We're still doing a very methodical, very deliberate search. Everything is gridded off, and teams are working various areas of what we refer to as the pile. Due to the heat and humidity, there's six squads of six.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Security checkpoints at America's airports keep getting busier. The TSA saying more than 2.6 million people were screened at airports on Sunday. Spokesperson Lisa Farbstein saying that's a new record since the coronavirus pandemic began. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is defending President Biden's decision to order airstrikes on the Iraqi-Syrian border over the weekend. Psaki is saying the president took action to defend United States personnel from Iran-backed militant groups. A newly formed tropical depression headed for the Georgia-South Carolina border could make landfall later this evening. The National Hurricane Center says heavy rains, strong winds, and dangerous rip currents are forecast for southeast Georgia. That news on the heels of folks in the Pacific Northwest dealing with the heat advisory, which will be in effect for most of the week. Temperatures in Seattle expected to reach 107 degrees. Seattle resident Pat Andrew telling USA Radio News how he's beating the heat.
Trying to get as much air in the house when it's cool and everything like that, and then as soon as it starts heating up, start closing everything down, close the windows, close the blinds. The great thing here is it's only temporary.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Americans consistently call the cost of health care their number one financial concern. That's especially true for the 155 million working Americans and their employers who are paying the highest costs of all. Americans pay about twice as much per person than citizens of other developed nations, and yet tens of millions of us are uninsured or underinsured. I had a chance to catch up with Marshall Allen. He's author of a new book titled Never Pay the First Bill and Other Ways to Fight the Healthcare System and Win. One of the things we discuss is what happens should you end up in the hospital and why you should not pay that first bill you receive from them.
The first thing that you need to do is realize that most medical bills, according to people who review bills for a living, most of them contain errors. And by errors, I mean they contain charges for things that did not even occur. That's a pretty big error. Or they have overcharges. They will overcharge you for something that should have cost a lot less. So my first advice for you and for anybody else who gets that first medical bill is call the hospital billing department and tell them that you need an itemized medical bill. Hospitals, for whatever reason, try and get away with sending us like a lump sum payment, like pay this amount for medical services, pay this amount for pharmacy services. We wouldn't accept that if we went to the grocery store or McDonald's.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.